Hello, audio boo. It's Zoltan. It's Sunday the...
It's not Sunday, is it?
Yes, it is.
10 past
12. Sunday the... Oh, brain hurts.
5th of October.
No, it's not. 5th of October, 2014. Trevor and Justin are here with Darren and I, and we're having a lovely weekend. What? You wish what?
That was real.
Oh. And as you can hear, there is a lot of strange activity happening from Trevor. You're never quiet. So we went into Great Yarmouth today, or actually yesterday on Saturday. I met Trevor and Justin on the train Friday night, even though Trevor was going to scare the shit out of me. But he could not do it because my friend Sarah was on there and she would have seen him. He was going to pretend he was a nasty old man. Live on audio, Boo, who was going to creep up to me, put his hand round my neck and say...
Sultan, I've been watching you since you come from London.
And that, yes, audio boo, I would have been shitting myself. Because I would have been sitting there really quietly, minding my own business.
And some very strange foreign.
Is that what we call brand nicotine syndrome?
Well, there might have been some by that time. I probably would have pressed the emergency button. So we went into Great Yarmouth, had some lunch brunch at Market Row. Then I had to get a couple of things from Wilko's. Then we went to the troll cart, and interesting things happened at the troll cart. No, they didn't really. Sounded good though. And then we went out for a Chinese. And now we've been home messing about with music. I said... Yes, live on my audio. So there would have to be somebody that lowers the tone of my boob. Boo. Zara is not interested. Right, I will put the music back on because the boys are just... Yeah. How do I put it back on? Oh, yeah. Darren has a huge selection of music, and the drive has been randomised. Excuse me. It's not small when it counts.
That's what I like to hear. He's never going to bloody deny that, is he, Salt, to be honest?
No.
What, broke wood?
The reason you can hear the music very clearly is because I'm sitting right next to the speakers at the Pete's computer. I'm in charge of the music, so they get to hear what I want to hear. And I still have the old app of audio boo. Where's the bloody music gone?
You can play more volcano until it erupts.
Flaming hell. Real life. Is this just fantasy? Out in the life night. Escape from reality. Open your eyes. As you can hear, there has been some amounts of drink consumed. Somebody has to come from flaming Suffolk. Easy come, easy go, easy go. Let me when the wind blows. Nothing really. Is that somebody knocking? They are now.
Goodbye.
Just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Well, at least you found it. Oh, no, I shouldn't say. Goodbye. Queen, we were very good in their time.
It's not very good.
Yeah, but it's not the same without Freddie. Freddie was who made Queen, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Mama. Oh, you'd never get that with Freddie.
Well, no, he's dead.
We'll be a bit stiff now.
Some people like that sort of thing.
Necrophilia.
No, I meant...
Necromancer.
God.
Oh, I was just going to get up and fucking... Yeah.
Right, hold on then. For the benefit of audio, Boo, Trevor is, I presume, dancing.
That's more...
Actually, do you know, this is fortunate. This is, we're on the ground floor.
Yeah, he's jumping, not going fucking through.
Oh.
You can't beat some classic rock.
Right, I was going to find Celine Dion, but I'm not getting very far. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that either.
Imagination, body talk.
You got, isn't this?
Morning, afternoon, and night. Yeah. That's the first three words of this song.
Is it written? No.
Yeah, seriously?
All right, let's see.
Actually, it probably is a bit loud now, actually.
Bloody hell.
It's always a little bit long. The first three words, the morning, afternoon, and night, without and give a sight by sight. This is about sex. Body talk.
That's 120. Yeah, because they're not disrespectful to us,
no.
Ever.
No. That's right.
You're going to turn up bloody Trevor then? That's right. Right. Oh, that's funny. It is as well.
Searching for lust. Searching for lust. Searching for the touch of life. The words are spoken. The only sound you hear is body talk.
Body talk. It's a body talk.
This is a sort of shame.
This has just gone on audio, Boo. Is that right? Or do you want me to kill it?
No.
All right, okay. Well, he bloody just did. Say to the whole nation.
26 languages.
Shag. Wah, wah, wah. No,
like a big hairy bang.
Why does it have to be hairy?
I was just going to ask him the same question.
Yeah, but it's just amazing.
Well, there's always hair at the bottom of it, isn't there?
Bottom of what?
It. Well, bottom of a dick, you know. It's...
Really?
Unless you shave it.
That's always poking out of Sherwood Forest, isn't it?
Actually, no, not even.
I don't know what yours is.
I can personally attest there's not always hair on any of it. Depending on what your so-called girlfriend has done with it.
So yours is a bit like barren lands, isn't
no,
it?
No, I have been shaved. Not now, but in the past.
I didn't think men did that.
Men don't.
Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, dear. Did you not object then?
Well, are you going to reject when a woman's got all your balls and she's got a fucking razor in her
hand? Oh, God.
No.
I can't believe this is going on my bloody boo. I don't usually do boobs like this. It's not me.
Daz, you know what I mean? She's got a razor in her hand and she's got your balls and your dick. You're not going to reject. No.
Fucking hell.
I think that's horrible.
You say that.
No, I think that's horrible. I just... Oh.
No, but once a... But I tell you what, it's not a bad feeling.
Well, I'll take your word for it, but...
I mean, I wouldn't have it done voluntarily, but...
Yeah, but you see, this is going to sound strange coming from a woman, but if a man did that to a woman, she'd cry rape, or she'd say that he was doing something that she shouldn't have been doing. So why is it okay for a woman to do it to a man?
Well, the thing is, I was quite happy to have it done. I
mean, oh, well, that's fair enough, but...
I just made the joke about when a woman's got under a razor.
Willy Barber.
Willy Barber.
Bunny Boiler. That's what she was, Bunny Boiler.
We're doing it too much at Bouncy Castle.
Oh, God.
Hey, where's the...
Justin sounds like he's going to sleep. Do you want to go to bed, Justin?
I'm alright. I've just got a very heavy full belly. I've got no wind like
Trevor. Oh, no. Once Justin's guts are full, that's it. It's
literally
like...
a fire pack. Whereas I'm just like a cat.
Coming to the end of this boo.
I like this
tune. Cyndi Lauper!
Girls just want that.
You gotta live your life. How the hell do you know that? Now, you haven't got hard pods in, have you?
No.
So how do you know how long you got left?
I just flicked it.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't even feel it.
Darren's a flicker.
Let's flick mine.
Flick and stick.
Flick and dip.
I can't even hear the bastard thing.
Sherbet
Dick. Sherbet Founding.
Yeah, but
what
about I use the Sherbet
or the Dick? I can't hear it. What the fuck's happened to my bloody voiceover?
47 minutes and 32 seconds. Pause recording. 47 minutes and 29 seconds.
Oh, I've got 47 minutes left on mine. What the hell? Oh. Just don't wanna have fun. What is this? Oh shit. Wrong button. Do you like peppermint tea, Justin?
Peppermint tea?
Yeah.
Oh, I love peppermint tea.
I'll make you one in a minute. Because it'll settle your stomach. No, honestly, I know it will.
Yeah.
No, I know. I don't do these sort of boos that often. I need to do more of them. Just
what? Just
atmosphere. Just doing just general.
Yeah, why not?
Being in, around and about.
Oh yeah. Good song.
Because Mel does them, and I really enjoy them. But what? I don't. The boos where she's just.
Oh, Mel.
Yeah. All over the world. All over the world. Here we are. Love is love. No one ever did it. Who of us?
That was a very sad case.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she died of a heart attack.
She died of a heart attack. Because of her anorexia, though. Listen to it carefully. You'll smile and you will see what I see. Yeah, it was on your back.
The bog's the comfiest.
Oh, off you go then.
Sitting here in silent bliss.
And Zara's chewing her chew that she got left with whilst we went to the Chinese. And as you can hear, my throat is much better, which I'm glad about, although it's still sort of tight and a bit sore. I'm glad they didn't hear what I said, because they would have turned that into something else.
Some come here to sit and think, others come to shit and stink.
What would you say if it was tight and sore? It's tight and sore.
Tight and sore?
Yeah.
Tight and sore?
Bang it senses into it, red raw.
I was talking about my throat, but yeah.
Fuck it, Jelly.
See what I need.
Fuck it, Jelly.
This is what it is. Are you doing another boo?
No.
What?
Oh.
Ever and ever.
Oh, God. What?
Kind of lush. All over the world.
Is it called
thrush? Well, you could get that, yes. Well, I'm doing I hope audio boo doesn't stop me. Oh no, I don't have to categorise mine. I can just send it out.
Oh, what's the point? You can just put for hours
Well, I've still got the old. I've still got the old audio bay.
Just general bollocks.
Well, the thing is, people could call them anything and just categorize. And then, you know.
Can you imagine that? Darren posted a boo. General
bollocks. But do I want to listen to this?
Let's go all the way.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's go on
a
bike ride. Bike what?
Sly Fox.
Hey? Nah. Oh, my eyes.
Let's go all the way.
Oh, my eyes are itchy.
Headache?
My eyes are itching. Oh. I haven't got a headache, no.
I'm glad it's your eyes.
Well, I wouldn't be telling you if that was, would I?
No, but then
I'll scratch it for you.
No, but then you'd be suffering from a kindness rush. All over the bike.
Oh my God, he's off.
Oh my God, Adam and the ants.
I like it because it's quite nutty, isn't it?
Oh,
no, they don't come close.
Do 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 do. What's this? Where's your music and you don't know? Yeah, I think you're right. What, for a shit? Worry about it.
Is
that almost what I thought it said?
Yeah, it does. Life is sticky, noise of mess. Yeah.
Let's be honest with each other, like, we don't exactly make it hard
for
each other to come up with sexual innuendos, really, do we?
No.
That's not hard for you, Trev, anyway.
There's the calls.
Oh,
what's this?
This is a striptease piece. Oh my God, no. Don't want to slip my wrists.
Simply string vest.
Oh, you might die, love. So Tina Turner wouldn't turn you on then, Trev?
Nah. I wouldn't want like sloppy seconds. Nah.
If this is what I think it is, I like this song. No, I don't like his voice. Oh dear, that means it's not going to happen.
It might not.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
And that was a hell of a bird.
It was.
My fire, desire, the one. That means it hadn't uploaded the first time because the numbers are going up quite fast.
That's right, it didn't.
The one. Or they might get two boos repeating itself.
Well, no, it hasn't hit Twitter.
Take two boos.
I'm on it. That's boobs.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you lot are making me say all this on my audio boo.
Well, on that note, I'm going for a dump.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Live on audio boo, Darren's going to stink the flat.
There she blows.
Anybody want to go to the toilet? Please do so before he does.
I'm waiting,
Justin, do you need to go?
I'm alright at the moment.
There, she blows.
Oh dear, it sounds like it's... Yeah, I'll make that mint tea in a minute.
Yeah, mint tea
would
be good.
Who's the sugar in some?
I do.
Oh, alright then.
Justin, I can't do this, mate.
What
for? No. Because, do what? I just need...
What are you going to do?
Go on, no.
I'm laying on the floor
here.
Zara, go and lay on his stomach.
She still looks heavy, don't you, Zara?
So it's just a chew.
She's loving her.
She obviously went to sleep when we went out because she didn't eat it, so.
I just want an hard surface.
Do anybody wish she were a dog?
No, not really.
I wish I was a cat.
Depends on my owners, though, because some owners are right.
Nasty ear. Yeah.
I actually often wonder what is that, that's what I think. Like, in their own version, what is going through a cat's head? It's like, you know, what they think about, you know, like in a catty way.
Imagine if you were Marmite.
Oh, I know what's going through that cat's head. I'm scatting.
I'm gonna eat Trevor, I'm gonna eat Trevor. Was he a kitten when you got him?
Yeah, 9 weeks.
That's right, yeah.
Aww.
That was 9 weeks old.
Well, there's nothing. I actually saw Louis. I watched Louis being born.
Did you? Aww.
Yeah, well, see, Louis's mum, Ozzy, she was our cat, and she had 5 kittens, and Louis was one of them.
And you took her? Aww.
Kept them. I watched her being born, and I watched her die.
Aww.
Yeah.
How country is that?
Yeah, but in a way, this is going to sound really sick, but it's nice in a way, because it's nice, though, because at least she was with you sort of the whole time. It wasn't like she was pushed from sort of, and you didn't know anything about her. And
no, she was mine from the minute.
She was literally your cat.
Yeah, from the minute of her birth.
Oh, I think that's nice.
To the minute of her death and afterwards, because I buried her in my communal garden. Literally, the whole 15 years she was with me.
Oh, that's really nice.
From the minute of her birth to the minute of her death.
So really, she was your real cat?
Yep.
I'm not saying the others weren't your real cat, but I know what I'm trying to say, but...
Yeah, I know, sure, yeah. She was.
That's unusual, that only cat
exactly.
Birth to death,
it yeah. Is.
That's why being a free country. Unusual.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's nice sometimes just allowing a really hard surface. Just
really?
Yeah. It's just good for my lower back, something, you know. I don't know, sometimes I sit on something like sofas now.
Yeah.
It's just nice sometimes just to stretch yourself out on just something hard.
Yeah. I haven't got a back problem, have you?
No, it's fucking old.
This is definitely on audio, but I had to say this to you, but... Oh, Jace! Oh, my God! Technical, a bloody dream coat!
Justin?
Yeah?
Do you remember that gun shop we passed earlier on in town? And I asked you to go in there and pick something up for me. Can you pass it to me, please?
I remember...
I'm going to shoot this bitch.
God, I remember we went to see Technicolor Dreamcoat when we were at school. No,
I'm not being afraid of the shut your bread.
What's that, Justin?
You can't really see in the kid, isn't it? It's not a really good singer, is it?
Oh, I've got to lay down on my front, man.
Old and kindling.
Tell you what, I could be painful.
What?
I said I hope Darren don't come in right now because I could be
painful. Oh, I could imagine him learning on top. Well, actually, let's not go there.
Actually, get Darren to walk up and down your back.
I'll walk up and down your back if you like. Live on audio.
Yeah, okay. Chiropractic.
Lash of thumbs, lash of thumbs.
I tell you what, I'm not going to refuse anybody who walked up and down on my back.
Oh, God. Colours faded into darkness. I was left alone.
But I ain't got a back problem. Just, you know, like
I think the best person to walk up and down your back would be the dog.
Yeah, come on, Zara.
Because she's not heavy, and she wouldn't hurt it.
I know this is going to sound really odd to say, but...
Heavier the better?
I think I'm shagged out.
You haven't done anything, as in, not like that anyway.
No, I mean, bloody knack, you know.
Well, we can all go to...
Physically, no, I mean, just my body's physically fucked.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No, we're only 40. Oh, God.
No, I'm old.
No, I reckon it's my phone.
Oh, is it dead or is it already?
No, it's not actually... It's low in battery.
You know what it is, bro? Look, I'm a 41-year-old, that's like a fucking 21-year-old. That's a problem.
Unless you're
your fault,
isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's nice to be young at heart, and...
It is, but I think
we all get old... Well, I don't know, does he? What, with his sex, you mean?
It's a very big... He plays hard as well as work.
Darkness breathing into darkness. I will. Oh dear. I'm gonna.
No, when I die, I'm telling you this now. When I die,
yeah.
I don't want it to be fucking peacefully in my bed.
Oh.
When I die, I want to go out fucking spectacular. Seriously. I want my death to be memorable.
I want to go quick, I do.
Yeah, I want to go quick.
I can't be doing hanging about, you know.
No, I want to go quick. Exactly. I agree with you. I want to go quick. But I want to
big,
do big memorable.
Well, you know, big.
Did you know, Souls? I've actually already written my own obituary.
Oh, God, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
You tell it, I have. Yeah. Trevor, Strombo, Trev,
Sam. The sunshine.
1973 to
2070.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
that'll
freak out if that's real.
This cider connoisseur, former DJ.
Was a complete dickhead.
And
former DJ?
And football manager.
DJ?
When were you a DJ?
Well, I were, but I'm using a bit of poetic license.
I won't bother with a boombox, really. That's crap.
No, I was on Radio Team 102 with Bob Strong and bloody hell of a lot, weren't I?
You were a DJ, you was on it. Guess what?
No, but you're all dead by then, he won't fucking know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm
going to
test that's a lie.
I'm using poetic
license. That's lying.
Hang on, this is live on audio, boo, so you could be...
It's called lying.
All right. Former radio personality.
Oh, what?
Oh, God.
No. Sex addict. Sex connoisseur.
Nymphomaniac. I'm not a woman. Sex addict. Not accept.
No, nymphomaniac
is supposed to be a woman,
don't
it? No, that's a suitor. The male equivalent of a nymphomaniac is a suitor.
So basically, you can't put a man in the
phone. I thought you could. Live on audio, boo. Can you call?
Have been cider connoisseur.
Yeah.
Cider connoisseur, landscape gardener, sex lunatic. Music lover. All-round bigoted git. Died today. While bedding his voluptuous 18-year-old fifth wife.
Oh my God, Trevor! When is your first wife going to happen?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm going to have five years.
They'll come in a rush, a sudden rush.
Died while bedding his voluptuous 18-year-old.
Oh God, she's got a great imagination.
Who says he died with a smile on his face?
Well, I wonder how long his hard-ons lasted.
I'll tell you what, that'd be a way to fucking go, though, wouldn't it? In all seriousness, not taking a piss, no, but in all seriousness, that would be a way to go.
What, to having sex?
Yeah. When you think about it, the pinnacle. Just orgasm and then just pop off.
Mind you, that can actually be quite scary when you think about it.
Well, he wouldn't know, he'd be dead.
Because if the person on top of you, they die on top of you, that could really freak out, couldn't it? Imagine having sex with someone and they're on top of you, giving it all out and after they die.
They'll just flop off.
The point is,
like Gerald's game, Stephen King.
Yeah. It would be.
A lot of people say they like to go that way because it's pleasure,
isn't it? Literally, that instant, you orgasm and pop off at the same time.
It's not pleasurable for the person who's alive, is it, really?
Yeah, but you're not going to fucking know about it. You've gone, mate, that's it.
No, the person who's...
It'd probably kill them off at the same time.
But what a way to go. I mean, come think about it. I mean, you think about
shit. Someone's got a hoof there, your body.
That would be the next best way to go. For the individual involved, that would be the next best way to go.
Who's Cindy?
Poor Cindy's got a hoof her body, a hoof your body off her.
Who's yeah? Cindy?
Your wriggly old body off her. Poor Cindy, who he died having sex with.
Well, how would you know it's going to be Cindy?
I can tell it'll be a Cindy. There'll be a yank called Cindy.
You're telling me I'm going to stop my clock shagging a yank or singing?
Yeah.
Okay, help. What else can you tell about it?
Well, she's got bigger boobs.
Right.
Bigger boobs than who?
How old is she going to be?
18.
I would have picked her about 21.
Fucking hell, if I'm 97, that'll do me.
Tan skin.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about the doll, Cindy, now.
Keep imagining this woman for me from when I'm 97 and she's 21. Yeah, that'll do.
She's a bit of a dolly bird, this one. Yeah. Thing yeah. That's
right. So what's she in it for?
Your money.
Right.
You've got inheritance from Noel's estate.
All right. Well, yeah, that's a definite possibility. Yeah, carry on.
And apparently you've got a surprise inheritance from your mum's estate as well, which no one knew about. That was very secret.
Justin, I'm going to scream if that ever happens.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know,
you're as rich as Boo's Liwa.
I might stop this, Boo, because this is all going on, Boo.
Right. So carry on, Justin. So this is Cindy. Right?
Cinderella.
Who's 21.
Well, yeah.
She can't help but love him, can she?
She's after your money anyway, but she can't love him. You're a sweet old guy, you know.
With his pipe and slippers.
Is this our wedding night or what? You know?
Well, I don't know if you'll ever make the wedding.
Oh, I'm not.
I think you'll die beforehand.
So she's your fiancée?
Yeah. You may well die on a honeymoon night, possibly.
Fucking possibly.
Well, that means they're married.
Well, they've been married, yeah, about yeah. sort of like 3 hours, maybe 4 hours.
Oh, poor Cindy.
Barbuda, or wherever it is.
Cindy, I'm looking forward to this.
And you die right on top of the poor girl. She's got all of your body off, your wriggly old body off.
No, I'm not going to be dying on top of her. She's going to be dying screaming with pleasure right in the face.
No, but what would be worse is if you couldn't get it up.
What's worse?
Don't curse her. Or the other two.
Actually, what's worse if you die hard and it stays hard? And I'm stuck inside, which is going, oh my gosh, get off me. God,
yeah. I can't believe I'm putting this on bloody audio boo.
I mean, I can't believe someone's trying to ruin our fantasy. Come on.
Get off me, should we go in?
So what happens if it's all right? I'll pop my clock.
So she just throws you off. They might have to get the ambulance to come and pull you apart. Because you could lock.
What a way to go. I'll tell you.
She'd be so mortified at club shows. She'd leave the hotel with a bag over her head, she would.
She'd have to come and find Justin for a quickie.
Oh, my God. I say I ain't got the energy. I'm like 97, you know.
Oh, you bit.
I'm not like Trevor. He's a randy old bastard. He served his right. I told him he'd die on top of you, Cindy. I said it would happen as I sit and breathe.
I'll tell you what, boy. Oh, I fucking love this fantasy, mate. So that's it. If that fucking happens, I'm going to fucking kill. Actually, fuck, I'll be. She's going to fuck me to death. So that's
I should get a newspaper report saying, just as much as best friend of the deceased Trevor's sexed up salmon. I knew this would happen, I told him.
Oh my God, if I'm around at that time, I'm going to go, Justin, you bugger.
If you
I love your nickname, Trevor's sexed up salmon.
I said to him, if you have sex with her, you'll die on him. Mark my words, I'm living him.
I reckon Trevor's got to live till he's about 110.
Well, I've actually always said, myself, 97. I don't know why, I've just got this thing.
I'm 97. His hair will go dead grey.
Silver fox, maybe.
Fucking grey.
Darren? Yeah? Where are you? Oh.
He's Master Blast and the Bunny. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Justin, that's a fucking nice little obituary. I like this fantasy.
Poor old Cindy, yeah.
Poor old Cindy.
Oh, he's got his hotel with bag on
her. Has she got blonde hair, Cindy?
Yeah. She's thinking of dying it, though, to hide her identity after that embarrassing situation.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, audio boo. I think I'm going to upload this boo now, because really...
I like that fantasy, Just.
What?
I'll write that one up, I think.
Cindy's mum, if you're out there, don't give birth. Much love, Trevor dies. Well, your daughter's going to be in for it.
Cindy could already... Oh, no, she wouldn't be already alive, could she?
But this is what... That's the sort of death of what's on fucking level.
Okay, I'm going to upload the boo now, so I hope you enjoyed us being stupid and Trevor's fantasy of... Well, yeah.
He's going with a hard-on.
Before I upload this boo, I wonder what it'll... No, I won't say that.
That's what I say, they've got a prize you offer, haven't they?
Well, they'd have to pull them apart, yeah, because they're locked.
They have to get their old chainsaw out.
They can make a film of them.
I wonder if there'll be a smile on your face.
I really fucking hope so.
Actually, no, I think you'll die with an orgasm face on.
Right, I really am going to upload this boo now. See you later.
Something like that.